Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Foiled. In this file, I will wrap you in black cling foil. It will go everywhere, around your arms, your legs, your chest, even your head. And it might get very, very warm, so make sure that you are comfortable. Now close your eyes and imagine standing practically naked in front of me. See, we can't really do the foil around clothes. You're allowed to wear underwear if you really want to. But I warn you, it will get sweaty. I have a big roll of foil, nice and black. And I start by wrapping it around one of your hands and your arms. It's important to start at the arms. And I do this to you while you're still standing, so that I have a lot of freedom of movement to go around you. The feeling is kind of strange. A soft, plasticky pressure all over your skin of your arm. It doesn't press very hard, but it does prevent you from moving your fingers. Even trying to bend your arms afterwards is difficult. But I focus on one arm at a time. I make sure that when I'm done, that arm is no more than something black, vaguely cylindrical, attached to your body. And when one arm is done, I move to the other. That arm gets the same treatment, plastic wrapped all around your lower arm, hand, elbow, upper arm. All the way up to just before your shoulder. And once your arms are done, I make sure to put some tape over where your hands are, just to prevent you from escaping should you try. The foil itself breaks easily when it's just one layer. But your arms already are covered by at least 5, maybe even more. And each layer makes it a little bit stronger. Each layer helps it become just darker, stronger. Once both your arms are done, I use one of your arms as leverage to start with and start wrapping the foil around your chest. I begin with your stomach and then move up to your chest, then back down, back up, layer after layer as I walk around you. The foil ongoing from the large roll in my hands. Just one long film wrapped around your body. A beautiful, shiny black second skin. And you're still standing. You have to prevent yourself from falling over as I pull on the foil, making it tighter. It presses everything together now, pressing your arms against your waist, pressing your chest inwards. And as I move the foil over your shoulders and back down again, you start to realize that you cannot move at all. Your arms are firmly locked next to your body. Bending is becoming more and more difficult. It feels stiff and stuck. The plastic isn't cold. In fact, it feels quite warm and comfortable. For now. Once your chest, your whole torso is properly wrapped, I start to move down, beginning with your legs. As soon as I start with the top of your legs, you realize how complicated it is to stay standing. And before I reach your knees, I help you lay down. And when you're laid down, I continue all the way down your legs, wrapping your knees, your lower legs, and your feet all the way into this black. It is almost an unbroken piece from when I started wrapping your torso all the way down to your feet, and each layer covers the one below it. Each layer makes it airtight. Each layer makes you more and more trapped. It doesn't take long from this point for me to end up at your feet and wrap the final layers, folding them after your toes. And then using a piece of tape to stick that final fold down to your feet. You're now simply a shape with a head. The rest of your body has lost almost all of its form, pressed together, held together, covered completely. And it feels warm, hot, sweaty. Every breath, you feel how tight it locks around your chest. You can still breathe, but you can feel it. You can feel it holding you together. You also feel how sweating begins. How the airtight cover of your whole body except your head makes you warmer and warmer. It's not exactly uncomfortable by itself. In fact, it feels deeply controlling to be in a position like this. It controls your whole body. All you can do is wiggle. All you can do is just aimlessly shimmy along the ground if I would let you. But I am not done. Now comes the dangerous part. the part that requires the most trust. I gently wrap one layer, then another around your head. You can't breathe, the plastic prevents you. You're dependent on me to make a hole in the plastic where your mouth is. Your mouth is already open automatically, gasping for air. The pressure of my finger on the foil is more than enough to tear it, and I open it a bit bigger so you can easily breathe. Part of your body panicked. Your hands are completely stuck. If I hadn't made a hole in the plastic, there was nothing you could have done. But you know that I'm not here to harm you. I am here to dominate you. I make sure that there's some extra plastic connecting the foil around your head to the foil around your shoulders, making it as airtight as possible. And it doesn't take long at all for you to be completely covered. The only opening in your whole body is one I gave you to breathe. The only opening, the only connection to the outside world is the air that you breathe. You can still hear me muffled through the foil. You know that you're safe, and you know that you cannot escape this without my help. It is one of the more intense versions of bondage. Your body is completely safe, if slightly sweaty. But all power that you had, all choice that you had before, has been foiled, covered, put away for the time being. Now you have no choice, you have no thoughts, you have not a single way to escape. You are in essence completely conquered. Every part of you unable to escape. And the slight discomfort of the heat, the air tightness of the plastic covering you, making you sweat, making you lightheaded, preventing you from thinking. I can do anything and everything with you that I want. I could position you, make holes where I'd like. Right now, your mind and body are completely compliant. There is no choice left. and I will leave you like this for a while. Eventually, I'll cut you free, and the sensation of the knife running over the foil will be another exciting moment. If my voice follows after this, you will stay foiled and listen completely. Otherwise, you will slowly feel me free you, letting your skin finally breathe again, the fresh air rushing over it, wet, conquered. And the same will happen whenever it is time for you to wake up. But not yet. I'm sure that you want to listen to more. You want to remain foiled, don't you? No choice. No choice at all. So listen.